Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. We have a special edition of the Tell Us Something podcast today. I was lucky enough to be invited into the Trail Studios with Mike Smith for the Trail Lunchbox and Win It Wednesday. And unbeknownst to me, they recorded the show. So thank you so much to Tommy Evans for producing what you're about to hear. Remember that we have an event coming up on Monday, June 30th. You can get your tickets at tellussomething.org.
The Trail 103.3 is KDTR-FM, Florence, Missoula. Locally owned and operated by the Missoula Broadcasting Company.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Time for lunch.
This is a very nutritious lunch. All the food groups are represented.
To enjoy every sandwich.
Give me two.
Call me. Have lunch.
Time is an illusion. Lunchtime, doubly so.
Now listen, Lunchbox. Don't try anything funny.
Well, Mark, this is kind of your theme song.
I feel real grateful to Cash for Junkers for letting me use it.
That just sounds like Missoula, you know what I mean?
The first version of it, I sat down with Nate Beal, who plays in that band.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friend of mine. And I said, you know, I'm going to be doing a podcast. This is back in 2011 for live storytelling. And we record the stories, and we're going to publish them as a podcast, and I need music. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got this rough cut of something that we're working on, and you can just use the rough cut.
Mm.
And it was this, but it was not as produced as this. And then when the album came out, it was called Poop and Shinola. and obviously edited for radio.
Yeah, thanks for pulling
play.
That. Thanks for pulling that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he said, use the record cut now. But that was years before we got that.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to go back and, you know, you can listen to all of the podcasts, episodes, all of the stories ever been told at Tell Us Something on the website or wherever you get your podcasts. And so if you go back into the early days, you can hear that early version. The song is called Buzzin'.
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 All right, Mark Moss, tell us something. You got an event coming up. First of all, though, I want to talk about your t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Quote on Mark's t-shirt, I think the world is going to be saved by millions of small things. It's a Pete Seeger quote. Yeah. Thanks for wearing that.
I mean, it's the truth.
The
millions of small things are also going to eat this shirt. Like,
yeah.
Got moths.
Right. No, it's well loved.
Yeah.
But that's kind of putting Tell Us Something together is by no means a small thing.
No, but all of the stories.
All the stories.
That build it up. Seem like small things, and the people that are telling them sometimes have never been on a stage before.
Yeah.
And maybe you've never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't announce who the storytellers are ahead of time,
right?
For the reason that I believe that we all have a story to share. Everybody's story is important, and I would love to see the community come out and support each other by listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, Mike Smith is going to be telling a story.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm going to that show.
Yeah. Or I've seen this person around. Or, wow, I've never seen that person in my life.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's hear their story.
I've seen this person and they've got that as a story? What?
This time, each time you have a theme.
Yeah.
And this is lost and found.
Right.
Boy, you could go in a lot of different directions.
And
I bet they do.
And we do. Yeah. We have 8 storytellers. They each have 10 minutes to share their true story on that theme, lost and found. No notes. No calls to action. No props. There's no PowerPoints or anything.
Let's talk about stage fright. How do you get folks to, you know, somebody who's just like, oh, Mark, I really want to tell my story, but this is not going to be easy.
Terrified. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. One person actually is fairly known in town said, I was going to try to go under the radar, but somebody told me that they know I'm doing it.
And I
said, I don't know how they know that. I didn't say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
She's terrified.
Right. Right.
And I said, you know, you can back out.
And
that's up to you.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's an important story. I'm going to tell it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because once people know that they have a story worth hearing, mm-hmm. and I give them that faith and that confidence, they're ready to go.
And that's your belief in people, that everybody has a story to tell. We hear you going back to that on a regular basis.
It's absolutely true. You know, and to have your story be seen and witnessed and heard by your community, mm-hmm. is so powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The next storytelling event, tell us about it.
It is at Ogren Park Allegiance Field, and it will be closing out Pride Month. So we have some queer voices. We have some allies, and we've got people coming from the East Coast to witness one of their friends sharing a story.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. Yeah.
We've got,
and that's the point. Obviously, you have this great catalog of people telling stories over the years,
yeah.
on the Tell Us Something website. Fantastic resource. But the point is getting together to hear these stories.
Yeah, the live event can't be transformed.
Yeah.
I mean, you do radio for a living, and mm-hmm. you understand the power of spoken word.
Yeah.
It's different when you're in person and you're witnessing in community.
It really is. Yeah.
And you're about to cry and you're looking around and there's people already crying, or mm-hmm. you're like laughing out loud mm-hmm. at maybe what seems yeah. like an inappropriate moment, and everybody else yeah. is laughing, and it's like.
And the personal nature of it, you just get so personal with that, you know, and oftentimes on the radio, I'm just telling you, I love this new song.
Yeah.
Or isn't it going to be cool when we go to this concert? Sometimes we're passing along sad news, the passing of a musician or something going on in the world.
Yeah.
But when you get real personal, that's where it gets not only, it gets deep and meaningful for everybody involved.
Yeah. And then even things going on in the world, if you can personalize even that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have a story about a woman who is trained to deal with, conflict.
Mm.
And she goes into a situation where there is war and she's trying to do humanitarian aid.
Mm.
And that,
wow.
that's just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and we have a story of a police officer responding to a robbery in progress. And what is that like?
Mm-hmm.
What about the decisions that get made, and how are those decisions going to change not just yeah. his life, but everybody else's life in there?
Per usual, Mark, you have a beautiful poster for this event. You want to shout out the artist on
that
one? Yeah,
this poster is Ryan Hawk. And this poster originally, so Lost and Found was going to be the theme for the March
mm-hmm.
2020
yeah.
program. I don't know if you remember what happened in March of 2020.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. We try to forget, then we remember. And,
yeah.
and we remember a lot of positive that
yeah.
came out of that.
So it was way before, right? It was,
mm-hmm.
I think I was, she used the 10 bar, Ryan Hawk. Used the 10 bar at the Northside Kettle House, and that's in my neighborhood. And I spent yep. some time there, and she was, you know, it was a slow afternoon, and you know, what's going on? What have you been doing? And I was like, mm-hmm. sort of complaining that I have a show coming up in 2 months and I don't have a poster artist.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I'll do it. And I said, well, you know, you're an artist. Okay. You know, you never, everybody's an artist.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to see her work, and she pulled out her phone and started showing me. She does all of the artwork for the International Wildlife Film Festival.
Yeah. Nice.
And I said, what's your rate? And she told me, and I said, I can pay you that. And and she whipped this out in a couple of weeks, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And obviously, I couldn't use it, right? March 2020, didn't
right.
that show didn't happen. So I adapted it a little bit and added the trans pride flag to the flames. And if you haven't seen the poster,
yeah, check it out,
listeners. It features a person and what looks like a monkey with a space helmet on and a Sasquatch,
and then like a cabriolero,
a cowgirl looking person sitting around a campfire, and the flames are going up into the sky, and featuring could be a moon, could be a sun. I kind of think it might be a moon, full moon looking thing.
It's open to interpretation.
Yeah, it's cool. And it's all monochrome. except for the flames now. But,
yeah.
But her initial design was all monochrome.
The Pride Flames. Cool.
Yeah.
Tellussomething.org. We dig your style, Mark Moss.
Thanks.
Not only putting on this event all these years, but also reaching for an artist here and a musician there.
I mean, local. Everyone gets paid.
A lot of fun.
You know,
yep.
Cash for Junkers initially gave us the song pro bono. And I thought, you know, I don't have any money right now. But when I finally did have some money, they didn't ask me to pay them, but I did. And I think I've told you this before. Knocked on their door.
Yeah.
And they practiced in Tyler Rohde's shop.
Mm-hmm.
down the alley from where
right.
I live.
Yeah.
And I knocked and it was dark and I could hear all the shuffling going on. It's like
hide the weed.
Pretty much.
And yeah.
I go, it's Mark Moss. He goes, we thought you were the cops. That's how the cops.
Well, like a noise complaint.
That's
right?
How the cops knock.
Right. You know? You knock like a cop.
Yeah. Well, my dad was a cop.
Yeah. Well, Mark Moss of Tell Us Something, Lost and Found Stories, coming up June 30th, 7 o'clock, Ogren Park at Allegiance Field. I say June 30th, but that's Monday next.
Yeah.
Would you like to go? I'm talking to you, fair listener. Would you like to go? Text in Tell Us Something.
Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. Thank you.
Yeah.
Lost and Found, 406-604-1033. 406-604-1033. Lost and Found, June 30th, next week. You can find out all the details at tellussomething.org. Final thought, Mark.
Tickets, right?
Yeah.
Lost,
yeah.
You text,
yeah, we're giving away tickets.
You text Lost and Found to that number. What was the number?
406-604-1033.
Text Lost and Found to that number, and you will get a pair of tickets to the Monday, June 30th event. And for those of you who don't get those free tickets, you can purchase tickets at tellussomething.org. Tickets are on sale right now, and they do go up. The price of the tickets go up on Monday, the day of the show, but right now they're $20.
Thank you very much, Mark Moss. We're going to go out of the Trail Lunchbox today with a new one from Role Model. This is called Sally, When the Wine Runs Out. Trail Lunchbox.
Remember that we have an event coming up on Monday, June 30th, you can get your tickets at tellussomething.org.